listening to the Voice of Pittsburgh News Radio 1020 KDKA. It's 6:12 on this opening day of baseball. Larry Richard with John Shumway.
I was in Redneck's Restaurant down in Washington County a couple of days ago. They had some flooding issues going on in that area. Talking to the folks around the bar around noontime and talking about Marcellus drilling. And they said, oh, it's all over the place. Every hill you look at around here, there's a well. Says, yeah, we like that. It's all over the place. But there are some issues going on about this, and last night they had a big meeting to talk about them.
And joining us from Range Resources is Matt Pizzarella. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
Can you boil down for us what exactly was the crux of the issue that brought you and about 500 people together last night?
Well, the meeting last night was part of a voluntary ordinance that we've been following. So we have a meeting with folks to tell them what our drilling plans are going to be. We do that in every community where we drill. The purpose of last night's meeting was to do that. However, there have been some issues that we've had with the township in terms of consistency. So what we did was came forward, gave them the drilling plans, but we also laid out some of the challenges that we're facing. 90% of that community has a natural gas lease, so there's a very high level of interest there.
Well, the fact is they're concerned, and they're talking about passing some new ordinances that would deal with how you all operate, and called, what do they call, conditional use ordinances?
Well, the challenge is we want them to have an ordinance. In fact, believe it or not, we want them to have the strongest ordinance in the United States of America. Just make it consistent. So if you have an ordinance that changes every single time, if I made you take your driver's test every single time before you got behind the wheel of a car, you wouldn't get very far. If they give us a predictable ordinance, a strong but predictable ordinance, we can tell them exactly where we're going to be roughly within the next 2 years. Now, the other issue in their ordinance, as they've proposed, would set to supersede federal or state law. That could force matters into legal action in the future, and we don't want to do that, and we don't want to pull out of that community. All we want is strong but consistent regulation.
So what was the reaction, and based on your opinion, from the 500 gathered?
Well, there's a very high level of interest in Mount Pleasant Township, and we understand that this is an activity that brings with it challenges and sometimes some annoyances. But overall, people are very supportive. They're happy that Range is there. But they want to make sure that we do things the right way, and so do we. We've spent, believe it or not, about $5 million rebuilding township roads in that community, and we've paid tens of millions of dollars in gas royalties. We also realize that's not all that matters, so we're supportive and hopeful that the township will come up with an ordinance approach that works for everyone.
Matt, one of the key issues here is bunkhouses at the well sites. I mean, you guys actually go in and set up places where your workers can sleep?
I mean, the purpose of having the bunkhouse is for safety and continuity. It also eliminates the need for about 26 trucks to come in every 12 hours during shift changes. We actually agreed to remove those work trailers from the location, but there is one work trailer that we can't remove, which is that of the supervisor. Because it's a 24-hour operation, we want a supervisor. This is a man or a woman with about 30 years of drilling experience. They really need to be out there and have a work trailer with a computer and a place to lay their head in between activities on that rig.
Okay.
That is one sticking point that we really can't do without.
All right, so where does it stand?
Right now, we're going to continue to move forward. There's three drilling pads in that community that we're going to drill. The township will start to move forward with their ordinance. If they come up with an ordinance that prevents drilling or makes it too onerous or difficult, we may be forced to move the rigs elsewhere, but that is an absolute last option and one that we'd rather not have to make.
Matt Pizzarella with Range Resources. Matt, thanks.
All right, thank you so much. Go Buccos.
It's 6:16. Coming up, we'll check the AccuWeather forecast for the game and get a different opinion on News Radio 1020 KDK next.
We're Pittsburgh's source for local news and talk. News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Hey there. How's it going? My name's Eric, and I work at Lowe's. Come to Lowe's and get 18-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card. And right now, you can take 15% off Energy Star appliances or 10% off other major appliances priced $397 or more. So head to Lowe's today for our special financing and save big on appliances. Lowe's, let's build something together. Offers valid 4/7/11 to 4/11/11. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Valid in U.S. only.
People come to Ruth's Chris for more than just a great steak. They come to let off some steam. Take Rob, Joe, and Shelley. When they get wrapped up in a week-long assignment at work, they head on over to Ruth's Chris for a much-needed break over some sizzling steak served to perfection. It's a chance for them to loosen up, have a few laughs, and talk about anything. Anything but work, that is. Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Serving more than just sizzling steaks.
Maybe you think your house escaped winter without major damage, but maybe you're wrong. Hi, it's Chris Corr. Winter's ice and snow can cause gutter systems to come loose and allow water to seep into unseen areas, causing wood rot. Spring showers only make matters worse. So why not get the permanent solution to gutter clogging problems, Gutter Helmet? Gutter Helmet keeps leaves, debris, tree buds, ice, and snow from becoming clogged in your gutters. It has a lifetime warranty and is amazingly affordable. I've had it on my own home for nearly 20 years, so I can say firsthand that it works. The folks at Gutter Helmet would be happy to come out to your home, show you how the system works, and give you a no-pressure estimate. Call 1-888-5-HELMET. That's 888-543-5638. Online at harryhelmet.com. Mention me for a 15% discount. There's a reason Gutter Helmet outsells all its competitors combined, because it offers permanent peace of mind about your gutters. Protect your number one investment, your home. Call 1-888-5-HELMET for Gutter Helmet.